The head of Israel's intel is out. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The Israeli military announcing today the head of its intelligence corps has resigned over the Hamas October 7th terror attack. Aharon Haliwa is the first senior intel official to step down, taking blame for not preventing the attack, which broke through Israel's vaunted defenses over 6 months ago. Haliwa, as well as other military and security leaders, were widely expected to resign in response to the failures that led up to October 7th and those that made it such a devastating attack. But the timing of the resignation is still unclear because Israel is still fighting Hamas in Gaza and battling the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah in the north. Tensions with Iran are also at a high following attacks between the two enemies. Several rockets, meantime, fired from northern Iraq near a U.S. military base this weekend. Fox's Jill Nato has more on that.
At least five rockets were launched from the Iraqi town of Zumar, landing near a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria Sunday. But a U.S. official tells Fox it's not clear if the base was the target. No American service members were killed or hurt, and there was no damage to the base. Reuters reports a rocket launcher was fixed on the back of a small truck that had been parked in that town near the Syrian border. And as warplanes were in the sky overhead, unfired rockets in that truck exploded. But there's no confirmation that the truck was bombed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcing this year's inductees in the performer category. The inductees include Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest. Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield selected as the recipients for the Musical Excellence Award. The induction ceremony will be held October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
North Korea has launched multiple missiles in its latest test. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff detected launches from the North's capital region. We're told they landed in eastern waters. Japan's also on guard. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's office demanding officials find out as much about this as possible and ensure the safety of aircraft and ships. With suspected assistance from Russia, North Korea has been testing weapons regularly in an attempt to expand its capabilities. At the weekend, it announced the development of what it calls a super-large cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft weapon. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Well, arguments in former President Trump's trial getting underway this week. Fox's John Scott with what to expect.
Opening statements set to begin in former President Trump's historic criminal hush money trial. Testimony from the first witness might also be given. Mr. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with an adult film star. On Tuesday, the judge in the case will hear arguments from prosecutors on whether the former president repeatedly violated a gag order. Prosecutors allege he did so with his social media posts.
Former President Trump being charged with misleading businesses to cover up hush money payments made to adult porn star Stormy Daniels. Well, the $95 billion foreign aid package, including aid for Israel and Gaza, passed by the House this weekend. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel is on track to receive new funding support from the United States. We do know the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill with $26 billion of funding for the key Middle East ally on Saturday. Israeli officials say it couldn't come soon enough.
And that is Fox's Trey Yingst. International pressure, though, continues to grow for a ceasefire, including several neighboring Middle Eastern countries, namely Jordan and Saudi Arabia. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.